Blog Talk Radio.
White man gained entry to the East. He
He was living in the caves of Europe, a raven as a bee, eating juniper root and eating flesh raw, till God sent Moses to civilize him and teach him the law. Then following Marco Polo, an explorer, he gained entry into Asia and Africa. From China he took silk and gunpowder. From India he took jute, manganese, and rubber. He raped Africa of her diamonds and her gold. From the Mideast he took barrels of oil and coal. Raping, robbing, and murdering everything in his path, the whole black world has tasted of the white man's wrath. So, my friend, it's not hard to tell. A white man's heaven is a black man's hell.
Welcome to Dry Bones Connection on Friday night. This is Antoinette, and with me, Brother Ray is my co-host tonight. And the discussion is, what does organization mean to the black community? Brother Ray, you with me? Brother Ray?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, good. I thought I lost you.
Well, good evening, and how are you?
I'm well, thank you, and how are you?
I'm alive and well. I thank God for that.
Yes.
Our opening song with Nina Simone and with Louis Farrakhan days gone by. And those are the days that we need to not forget, but to understand that we have a job to do now, about where we are now and where we must go from here. So I'd like to deal with what are we doing to create the change that we need among ourselves and for our people. And I often say what is good for black people is good for everybody. And that's where I like to kind of get our focus on and to get people to start thinking about what's happening around us and what's happening to us now. Nothing has changed. As a matter of fact, in my opinion, things have gotten worse, and they're not getting any better, and they're going to get worse until we as a people stand up and do what we have to do for ourselves. We understand all that has been said, all that has been done, all of the history of our people. What are we going to do now to march along to the gas chamber or to the gallows? Are we going to continue to allow the people who are poisoning us every day through our water supply, through our food supply, through the air, through with their bombs and their guns? Are we going to continue to allow it, or are we going to do something about it? And if we do something about it, what are we going to do, and how do we do it? That's what I wanted to discuss tonight and see if we could get some kind of consensus on organizing our people at this point. So what I'd like to do is I'd like to discuss a couple of things before we go into the organization effort. How do we do this? What do we do? One of the things that I've been concerned about is, excuse me, I just threw dinner, so I'm a little belchy. Over the years, most people who know me or know what I've been about know that I did a lot of voter registrations throughout this country back in the day with Dr. King and with the SCLC. We did a lot of voter registration. We registered hundreds of thousands of black people to vote throughout this country and changed the complexion of the elected officials in America. Yes, that was done. We changed the complexion, but we did not change the condition. And the condition, in my opinion, has gotten worse. And I'd like to get some feedback from our audience at some point during this program on how you feel about voting. What does it mean, and how do we participate? And the question that I have is, are we suffering from an illusion of inclusion? Do we think we are really part of this system? Are we getting benefits of this system? Our blood, sweat, and tears are in this soil. We created this country. We built it, but have we benefited from it? So those are some of the questions I'd like to get the audiences to think about and come up with some ideas of what can be done or what should we do as we organize our people. How do we need to get people involved in this? So if I put that question out, I hope that we will begin the call. Antoinette, you there?
I'm here, Brother Ray. Okay. Anyone, if you have a question or a comment, press the number one, and we can get the conversation started, and you can give your input into the question that Brother Ray has posed.
Yeah, I just want to see what people are thinking on that issue, only just that issue, because we're going to go through a couple of other things that we're going to do tonight. And this is an organizing effort, please. We're trying to get ourselves together to save ourselves, save our children. As Marvin Gaye would say, it's time. We've got to do this, okay? And as we've heard in the past that if it's good for us, it's good for everybody. So Curtis Mayfield made it clear. He said, people, get ready. There's a train coming. And we're saying again, people, get ready, y'all. There's a train coming. and you got to be prepared to deal with it one way or the other. So what are your thoughts? How do you feel about that?
I think that when you look at everything that's going on today, you can tell that things are changing. They're changing rapidly, you know, right before our eyes. You know, when we say that we're making history, you know, and we're not just making black history, but we're making history, you know, all together for everyone. But we also have to focalize on black history because it is in the making, and a lot of things that were going on, Lord, since black people came to this continent, or, you know, white people invaded this continent, however you wish to look at it, we see that it's been under siege and it's been destroyed. You know, they are truly destroying this land that we live on.
Well, the fact of the matter is, when they came on the Mayflower, they found us here. We were already here. We'd been here.
Yes.
This is our land. We were living in peace. We offered our hand to them to help show them how. They didn't know anything. They didn't know how to grow food. They didn't know how to live. But they saw what we had. They came, they partake with our food, and then they killed us and took our land. That's the bottom line. The question
is,
what are we going to do? What do we do to deal with this issue? We have it today. Our children are disappearing off of these streets. Our young people are being shot on the streets. The drugs are still in our communities, are phenomenal in our communities. Nobody's being, it has not been stopped. We're still having wars where we send our people, our young people out to fight their wars. And it's time for us to do something. It's time for us to stop this madness or be a part of it. So I'm adamant about it, and I'm really sick and tired of those who will side with the enemy, thinking that we're going to get something out of it. And it's like Muhammad Ali said, hell no, I'm not going. I'm not going to go kill these people. For no reason, kill them for the white man. I'm not going to do that. So, and again, I want to make sure that we understand it's not the white man that we're talking about. We're talking about the evil ones who are in control of this country, who attempt now to rule the world. And there are those, like I said before, 198 countries that said enough is enough. And they've come in to stand up against these criminals that run this country. So if you can take that or leave it, but that's what it is. Nothing changes. The same people who lynched our people, raped our women, and castrated our men are the same ones who are running the show now. So we got to put a stop to them, and we think that our efforts, going through the drum call, which has caused a lot of change, believe me, y'all, around the world. People are drumming and praying because prayer is the answer.
Yes, our prayer.
My prayer is for divine intervention. Lord, we need you now. We need you to intervene and stop this madness. But in order to do that, his people must cry out. And that's what we're asking you all to do, to drum at 3 o'clock on Sunday, pray, and sing. Lift every voice and sing till earth and heaven ring. We're asking you to do that and praying that more and more people will begin to do it. It is a word of mouth. We ask you to pick up the telephone, call a friend, call your family, you know, call your pastor, and they need to get involved with this. And it's about prayer. It's about standing up. It's about knowing the truth and the truth that will make us free, not from because God made us free. We've been enslaved and oppressed, but now we can stop it if we ask. You know, for divine intervention. And that's it in a nutshell. And I'd just like to get some feedback here because we're trying to put together an agenda for us, not for it to give anybody else. It's our agenda for our people. Okay, because there are a lot of things that we have to do, that we must do as a people. And if we continue to depend on the enemy to do something for us, it ain't going to work, never has, and never will. Okay, so we're not talking about an agenda to present to anybody but us. So those of you who are on the line, if you have any ideas along those lines, we need to hear, and we need to have your participation. We need your prayers, and we need your understanding, okay? We need to know that we have the power to do anything that we choose to do, and turn this situation around.
Yes. Okay, we did have a caller, but we lost them. Their line must have dropped.
Okay, well, it's plenty of time.
Anyone, if you have a question or a comment, press the number one, and I will open up your line.
Now, most people think we're talking about
standing up. We have a caller. I'm sorry, Brother Ray. But we do have a caller with their hand up. Okay, 561, area code 561.
How you doing, Brother Ray?
Hello.
This is Q Tomahawk.
Yes, sir.
I have a solution to many of the problems that are taking place.
Sir, before you go any further, would you introduce yourself to our listeners, please?
This is Chief Tomahawk. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
You
now.
And what tribe are you from, sir?
Well, I'm the director of law enforcement for many tribes, but my family heritage is located in the Cherokee Nation.
Okay, I just want them to know who you are. And
okay,
so continue, sir, please.
All right. Well, if anybody's going to have any questions for me after I make this statement, I'm open for all of your questions. But one of the most important things that everybody has got to do is come together and become re-educated. Because many people don't know who they are or where they come from. So they have to go back to their heritage and they have to do some research on their ancestors. Along with that, they will become educated to be able to speak up for themselves and to understand that there's not one black person on this planet. If they're going to identify themselves as being black, they have no recognition, and the so-called government is not going to recognize them as being black. Black is not a nation of people. It is a corporate fiction that the corporate fiction world has put a brand on everybody of melanated color and skin. Are there any questions so far?
A person with their hand up. If you would like, I can take them. Area code 732. But we want to stick to, you know, the solutions that we can do now. We do know that education is important, and we need to know who we are. But right now, we need to know what is it going to take for the police stop shooting, you know, the people, our people. You know, what are we going to do about feeding the homeless? You know, what are we going to do about people that are in homes that are low-income people or whatever, that they don't have the money to feed themselves or they're eating food that is just a bad choice, you know, because of their economics. And that's where we truly want to go tonight. But let me bring the caller in. Episode 732, just a moment, and I'll be right back with you. Forgive me. Erico 732.
Okay. Thank you, and howdy to everybody on the phone. But anyway, one of the ways, Brother Ray, and you was talking about this the a couple of days ago or whatever, how we have got to stop spending. I think our people are the biggest consumers there is, and right now this may not sound like what it is, but it is that we are the people with the most money right now.
So what you're saying then is that economics plays a part in our salvation and our come together and I don't like that word freedom because we are free. We're free to do anything we want to do and that's hold our money and stop spending it with those who are oppressing us. The question is, how do we do that? We've already presented a number of ways. One of the ways is to, you know, all of the holidays that they bring up that they make millions and billions of dollars off of us, stop spending your money with them. you know, Christmas and all, Easter and all the lies that they've told us, we just stop giving them our money. It's simple as that if we would do it. Nobody can stop you from doing it, and nobody really knows that you're doing that until you just stop spending your money. Stop giving them the power to be in charge or to be over you and over the humanity is what it is. That's one under the economics issue is stop spending your money with the, those who are in power. Some people say, yes, sir. Go ahead, sir.
Well, that's all part of the education. Once everybody comes back together and everybody is on one mindset to help each other out, they need to become educated to understand there is no money in circulation. There are Federal Reserve notes. That is not money, and that's part of the education. If you stop spending the Federal Reserve notes that you may have in your pocket, that will cut back and that will help the economics. There are forms and applications that you can fill out that you don't have to spend a dime because everything has already been paid for all of the melanated people on the land, but they're not educated to understand it. They won't take the time and read to learn what they can use, the pen and the paper, to get anything that they want. A promissory note is actually money. The Federal Reserve note is not money. That is already in the law. I'm speaking law now. I'm trying to get people to understand it's all about being educated. I'm a former Deputy United States Marshal. I'm speaking law. I'm speaking what is written in law that we as melanated people can use to obtain anything that they want under the sun. You don't have to come out of your pocket with a so-called dollar bill. It's not real, so why you keep spending it? All you're doing is increasing the deficit because nobody has taken the time to explain to you that the green dollar bill in your pocket is not real. It has no value.
Chief Tomahawk.
Yes, we understand that. I'm sorry, Brother Ray. Go ahead.
Yeah. I said that's what we're going to be teaching, and that's what we're going to ask you to do on this organizing effort, that we will have programs like that to teach people what money is and how to use it. But like you said, we've been raised and lied to for so long, we don't know the difference. But when we have people around us, like yourself, who know these issues, can teach them, we just have to set up so that we are able to teach. They can't stop us from doing that. They cannot stop you from not spending your money with them. They can't stop that, but we stop it because we agree with them. So you're right, and that's all part of this organizing effort. So we're putting that down on this list that we're putting together to get our people organized and how to do it. But it takes an effort. It takes some people who are calling in on this show and other shows who are looking for answers. We're giving answers. We're organizing ourselves so we can participate in the change that has to come. Okay? Then the next issue was, I think it was food. How do we feed our people? Well, we've been involved with the Black Farmers Association, if you will, who have brothers and sisters who have farms throughout this country, but have to compete with Monsanto of the FDA, who controls our food supply. So they control it. Let them control what they control. But we have to have our own farms with our own truckers. We put all this thing together. We have that. We've got farmers, Black farmers, who are out of work because the whites won't use them. No problem. We'll buy from our own people and bring that food into our community, open our supermarket. And that's what has to be done. But it takes an effort and it takes finance. And the government is not going to finance that kind of a move. We know that now. You don't have to.
Okay.
That's not even a question anymore. So it's going to come
with
other people.
And remain. Hello.
Yes. We have another call I'm going to bring down there. Area code 706.
Okay.
Yes, just a moment, please. Area code 706.
Good evening, Antoinette.
Good evening, Brother Kwame.
Good evening, Brother Ray. Ishtar and the guest, the elder, I think you said he was a deputy marshal, retired.
Yes, anyway, former deputy United States Marshal.
Yeah, that's what I thought. You know, that's what you said. All right, thank us. The part that I want to share is I want to read a quote. I got an echo.
Yes,
okay.
I hear it too. Okay.
Can you? Okay, I think
I don't
hear
the echo now, Brother Kwame.
Right. I want to read a quote from an indigenous elder that wrote. His name was John Fire Lame Deer, and he wrote this quote. This is a quote from John Fire Lame Deer, an accurate portrayal of life before the white man. Before the white man arrived to make us civilized men, we didn't have any kind of prisons because we had no delinquents. Without prisons, there can be no delinquents. We had no locks or keys. Therefore, among us, there were no thieves. When someone was poor, that he couldn't afford a horse, a tent, or a blanket, we would, in that case, gift him those items. We were too uncivilized to give great importance to private property. We had too much uncivilized given great importance to private property. We didn't know any kind of money, and consequently, the value of a human being was not determined by his wealth. We had no written laws laid down, no lawyers, no politicians. Therefore, we were not able to cheat and swindle one another. We were really in bad shape before the white man arrived. I don't know how to explain how we were able to manage without these functional things that, so they tell us, are so necessary for a civilized society. That's what we are looking at, and we're saying here, we're sitting here saying we need to do this and do that. Before he came here and told us to be civilized and told us we need money, told us we need all of these things to be looked at as wealthy, we didn't have this problem. We did not have this problem. We didn't have homelessness. We didn't have nobody without anything because we cared enough to give our brother and sister what was needed. What is wrong with this place that we now call America, a civilized nation? It's an uncivilized beast we're living with.
Yes, it is.
And that's why the drum call is calling on the spirit, the creator of the universe, to correct it by getting rid of those who bring this misery to the people. We need to return to where we were.
But Brother Ray, the thing is, in what we believe in saying in their books and saying, revenge is mine, not ours. We pray and drum for the salvation and the re-education of ourselves as a people. We start with our children by teaching them not to go to school to get education and get a job, to create a job. We can create what we're needing. Economics begins by three things creates economics. Number one, you have to have land. That's why they came to every continent and stolen the land from the people that were there. Number two, you have to have labor to take the resources that come from the land, what is produced from the land. You have those people to become labor for you to get the resources. And number three is management or governing of the land and the labor from the resources of the land. That's the basis of any economics. Writing these laws and making these politicians are nothing but their distortion from you understanding that there's one great power that is a universal law, cosmic law, and nature's law. When you make another law, you're going against the law of nature, you're going against the law of the universe, you're going against the law of God.
That is true. So, Brother Kwame, what do we do about it?
We began by sustaining for ourselves. Am I my brother's keeper? Yes. Do I need to have the M-O-N-E-Y stands for my own natural energy yields. It doesn't mean a piece of paper made of cotton because it's not made, it's not paper, it's made out of rags and cotton. That's the first thing we got to understand. And that printed piece of paper and what it cost them to print, which is $1.15 for a $100 bill, and it costs $1.12 to make a penny. So what they're doing is creating a false banking system in which they create something that you do what? You are the labor. You go and work for somebody and you say, keep your money and spend it where? But you got to go make it with him. Why can't you go and produce with your own labor source to make your people beneficial? You don't have to be wealthy. Beneficial. We once upon a time did more coming out of captivity than we do now with all these education and high degrees and profile stars. We're more enslaved than we were back in the 1800s and 1700s.
Well, you know, brother, I think we know that, and I think the time has come when we must prepare to change it. How do we change it? That information is excellent. We need to have that.
And how do we change Ray? You asked the question. How will we change it? What I suggested was the Overground Railroad and creating Oasis, our ancestor spirit. The forest is the first community. We have to begin to come back to the land, not working in the urban plantation. That's why they set it up, called it, you are banned from nature, which is the resources that you need. You can't grow nothing in concrete and asphalt.
So what you do is you
got to get people to come back to the land and begin to work. You can grow. We grew slave gardens. We can grow food.
And we have,
take
we
our
have
money,
the land.
Take, get That's, the resources instead of buying toys and everybody else's outfit. Or we turn around here and we buy seeds and we provide and make gardens that will begin to grow. Begin to do that. Begin to take those people that are homeless and teach them how to plant a seed so they can feed themselves. You feed a man a fish, you feed him for a day. You teach a man to fish, you feed him for a lifetime.
And that's exactly what we're doing here. We're putting a program together so that we can present it to the people. Here's how we do this. We have farmers who have, we have people who have farms, and they have food, they're growing food, clean food, that we can bring into our communities so that people can have decent meals and decent food. But they need to be told, they need to be shown how to do that. That's what this organization effort is, to organize us so that we have these people. You know, you went to that conference in Alabama, and that young lady there, I mean, there are others like that who have farms. And they're locked out from the system, by the system. We have to have our own
system. No, they're not. They are not locked. See, the thing we're looking at, we want to have certain things that we can get that have a – she grows and has that land that she pays for, that 47 acres. She has the students that come there from Tuskegee University. And the black farmers, the elders, come there and teach them. She has now taken 15 acres and now is taking wood that they've taken from the land, sent it to the mill, and now they're building A-frame little tiny houses for people to be able to travel and come there and have a bed and breakfast and go out into a garden and get food or stay there on the land and connect with themselves. These are the oases that are being created. You have one in Maryland. They're doing that there. I mean, there's about three or four different farmers in Alabama plus Mississippi. What we're doing is creating an overground railroad. There is a book, like the Green Book we had in the 40s and 50s, that told you those towns and places you could go to. Now we have spaces where we say you can go to a bed and breakfast, you can go to this campsite because it's owned by people that look like us.
Well, I totally agree with what you're saying, and all I'm saying to you is that's what this effort is, to let everybody know where these places are and how to create them. How do you create what the young lady in Tuskegee has created? And there are others here, people in Georgia. I got folk in Georgia, 20 acres up there. Got 118 acres in Tallahassee. We have people throughout the country, throughout this hemisphere, who have land, who need to have organizations, need to know that there are people who will buy their product when it's produced and not have to go through a system that has locked them out and left them out because they only want certain people to have the finances, the riches of the land. And that's not what the Creator is intended for. It's for the people. And we think we are part of this system, and we're not. So we need our own system. One that will take care of us.
I'm sharing, Brother Ray. These are systems that are already happening. Only thing we need is to fine-tune and network. We're not reinventing the wheel. We're putting some new tread on these steel-belted tires so we can roll down this new road of life. Because what we are in now having to happen is that this artificial technology is trying to override the divine intelligence, and it's never going to happen. But they are attempting wholeheartedly to persist in trying to keep themselves in power when it's not going to happen because the what is above all on this planet is taking over by sending energy of change, and there's nothing they can do to stop it.
Well, I totally agree, and I hope that with those who have joined this drum call that we have, this international drum call, have the same issues on the continent of Africa that we have here with the same people that we have the issues here with, the same issues in Central and South America, that the same people, and they're all speaking out now. Instead of 198 countries who have come together and have said enough is enough, and they're pooling their resources. They're not going to use the American dollar, and they're establishing their own currencies. And that's what, you know, we're talking about these things tonight so people will understand what that means. Muammar Gaddafi, for example, in Libya, had his own African currency,
okay.
Gold-backed currency. And, of course,
right.
the powers that be killed him, had him murdered, took his destroying his land to stop his idea. But they cannot stop the idea. Like you said, they can't stop this. And as long as the people understand that this is what's going on, and they use their prayer and use their dollar, their currency, and stop spending it with the people who have, in a sense, hijacked the American dollar and hijacked America and have taken its money and its power that we helped to build and using it for themselves. And it's time, in my opinion, to do that.
And we have another caller. I'm sorry, Brother Ray. We have another caller with their hand up, and I don't want to leave anyone on hold for too long. Brother Kwame, hold that thought, and we'll be right back with you. Area code 404, I believe this is the general, y'all.
That's right. Yuhuru, how y'all do? Hey, look at
that.
Let me start back at the beginning by Kwame talking about the people that was all over here, our ancestors. Our ancestors, we messed up. When them devils came over here, we should have killed them, man. We should have killed every one of them damn devils instead of bringing them over here showing the ropes. Okay, our ancestors failed, okay? And I love my ancestors. I appreciate it, but they failed. They should have killed every one of them, them pale faces, man. Okay, since now we're going to fast forward to right now, okay? Right now, we got everything we need, Brother Ray. Okay, ain't no gold in Fort Knox, y'all. Y'all, everybody know that. I got an incredible source. Ain't no gold. America, too. Y'all right. The currency gone. Well, so what we got now? These young folks know about this Bitcoin and crypto, y'all. That's all we got to do is hook up with some of these young folks, man. And we start getting into the Bitcoin and use the farmers. We buy the groceries from the farmers with cryptocurrency, man. Okay, because America, too, they can rent. Yeah.
I know it's not the same thing as the dollar fiat money, but it's still the same principle even with the Bitcoin. At any time, they can declare that that's no longer valuable.
Right.
You know, that has no value.
But you do two
things.
Look at Antoinette. You do two things.
Yes.
Like Dry Bones doing. You buy some gold and silver and use crypto. Okay? You can make anything valuable.
Yes.
They tell you your black behind is junk. Okay?
Yes,
I mean,
and that's what they did in 1933.
You
know, when they took out gold and silver, they made us that sweat equity so that, you know, we are what is on Wall Street. Our birth certificates are.
I'm bringing solutions. Brother Ray wants solutions.
Right,
but
and that's
let me finish up
what I'm saying
real fast, and I mute myself. And it's two videos I saw. Y'all saw the video where they jacked up my man, that little boy over a bag of Doritos, the police, instead of man say, I'll go ahead and buy the Dorito. And the other video, like Brother Ray said, like our ancestors should have done, it was some white boy parked in his parking space. The brother kept telling dude, that's my assigned parking space. Get the hell out of my parking space. And so the white boy gonna walk up on bruh. Bruh had one of them things. Okay? You should have seen it. I seen y'all, Brother Ray, you got the video. I sent it to all y'all. Brother man handling his business.
Yes.
Okay? He shot that devil. He busted him. That's what we all got to know how to start doing that, man. Because you look at what happened to Mike Tyson on the airplane, man. Y'all saw that too, right?
Huh. I heard about it. I didn't see it, but
Time for us to stand up, man. We got to let these devils know we ain't playing no bullshit no more, y'all. Get hot, all right? We at war,
well,
man. Okay?
Yeah, but
that's
happens,
what I'm saying.
What happens,
I'm going to be quiet now. Huh?
Yeah, but what happens, Brother West, what happens is once you get organized, we will have in place the team that responds to that kind of situation.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
all
sir.
We're asking
yes, sir.
To do is to organize ourselves so that we have what we need. We need Department of Defense, yes. We need a war department? Yes. We need a treasury department? Yes. We need education? Yes. We have people who can do all of these things on this line right now. Okay? And all I'm saying is we have to begin to do what we have been given to do. We all are here for a purpose. We all
yes, sir.
Are here
Brother
for
Ray.
A purpose. But we have to fulfill our purpose.
Yeah, you're only going to get a certain number, man. So you got a certain number that's going to do this, okay? We can't wait on everybody else. I'm going to tell you how stupid these Negroes in Georgia is, man. Okay, especially the ones that got money. Okay, it's a restaurant. I don't know if Carmen knows, it's a restaurant. Last year, they kicked out Dominique Wilkins that used to play for the Hawks, talking about he wasn't dressed right. And so all black people say we ain't going, right? Okay, now here we go. Fast forward to last week. You got Grady Doggone Jared that played for the Falcons. Got on a $2,000 or whatever Gucci damn sweatsuit. They kicked his ass out of there. And then you got, what her name, Keisha Knight, that used to be the damn mayor. They kicked her out of the restaurant because she had on some leggings or something, man. See, we keep trying to do something like we in the 60s, man. Trying to force ourselves in these damn devil's restaurant, man. Keegan done messed up. Jesse done messed up. We should have been cooking our own hamburger and having our own restaurant instead of trying to BS our fight our way in these other folks' restaurants. Like we got a size 15 foot trying to put it in a size 12 shoe. These folks don't want us in their stuff, man. And I'm through with it.
Well,
I'll be quiet. Go ahead,
Brother Wesley.
That's what organization would do, man.
I'm sorry. What I was just thinking is... Go ahead,
Brother Ray.
What I was just thinking is when you're speaking about the restaurants and things like that, that what we could do is, you know, like they used to do for church services and things like that, they would cook their own food.
Yeah. Well, I agree with what, like what, I said, Dr. King didn't mess up
with that crap. That's Brother all. West, what I was going to say to you is that's what organization will do. It will teach how people, particularly those who have money, that they must organize and spend that money in their own community, build their own restaurants, hire their own people, buy their own food from their people. We will then establish our own economic base. We won't have to go to the bank to beg for money. We have our own money. We have our own bank. We have our own everything, and that's what we need to do. But to do that, you have to get organized so that we don't know. They will know that when they come to stop what we're doing, there's somebody there to stop them. The people that we're talking about are not going to do it. So you got a Wesley who were in position to handle that. You know what I'm saying? So all I'm saying is organization is the answer to our dilemma at this point. People are, we know what we're dealing with. We're dealing with some wickedness, evil and wickedness in high places. So we know what it is. We know what we do.
And
we've been voting for years. Yes, sir.
Brother Ray. Okay. And in this organization, and good evening, Brother West. And the part that I'm seeing and hearing what we're sharing is that when King and we did the civil rights movement, we were looking at saying we thought that white ice was colder than black ice. We wanted to sit at a counter and eat something that was cooked by somebody else when we had our own soul food restaurants. So what we've got to come back to is that we are the greater of it, because who was cooking in their kitchens and serving them food in their plantations and in their restaurants? Who nursed their babies? Who cleaned their houses? Who did for them? And all of a sudden now we think that we're privy to go and sit up with them when they can kick us out. I don't care if you got $1 billion. You're still not, see, you got, we have to understand white body supremacy. It's not your attire. It is your skin that you're in that they do not want to see in spaces that they feel that their species are only ones that's supposed to be there. When will we understand that we keep giving them the ability to be haters? If we don't participate, they ain't got nobody to hate.
That's exactly what we're saying, and that's what organization will do. We will be organized to the effort to the point where Dominique would understand that, hey, wait a minute, we have to get organized here. We got to start up and build our own communities, build our own cities. We can do that. We built America.
We
can build our own cities.
Right, but what we're seeing is the few that's on this call right now are talking about organizing. They, in their own mindset, have made it. They're imitation white people. In their own mind, they're imitation white people.
Yeah.
Because they believe, because they have a dollar sign in front of their name, that they have made it. That don't change your skin color. I don't care how much bank you got. Even Barack Obama, if we were driving down in South Georgia on a country road speeding, I guarantee they wouldn't recognize it and probably whoop him just for the heck of it.
Or shoot
him. It don't matter. It's the part of what we are, the skin we're in. And see, this is white body supremacy. They have created a system in this world that white body is privileged. It is not, because it is the lesser of beings on the planet.
But
we have to begin to understand and recognize our power as people of color, melanated people.
But that's what I've been saying all along. That's what this is all about. We know who they are. We know who we are. We have everything that we need among us. Why not organize the effort?
I'm going to make a list after the show of everyone's suggestions and everything, and we're going to try to tie it all in together and see how we can work this out so that we can come to a full organization from everyone's opinion. Right now, I'm going to bring in, I believe this is Miss Kim.
Well, it's about time.
I'm sorry, Miss Kim. I was letting Brother Kwame and Brother Ray go. I'm sorry. Forgive me. I didn't mean to keep you on hold for so long.
Right on. She fired up, baby.
Listen, everybody. I have several things I want to say, but the first thing I want to say if we acknowledge him in all our ways, he will direct our path. And we need to stop giving them that much credit talking about them. We need to talk about what we are going to do. That's
right.
What are we going to do? Let's throw out some ideas. I've got some ideas. I've been saying what I would like if you would allow me, if the chief is still here, I would like to hear what he was getting ready to say about the money and the fact that we don't have to pay for nothing. I want to hear what that is. Is he still here?
Yes, I'm still here. What I'm going to say about the money is there is paperwork that has been put in place. You don't need any money or so-called money. The promissory note is the same thing that you sign when you got your house, when you got your car. That is a promise to pay. When money becomes available, you need to go back and start using the promissory note. If you read the promissory note, it's already spelled out in law on how bad a promissory is. But we don't look at it. We don't read the small print. All we do is we want to get the key to the house and sign our autograph on the dotted line. After that, we don't pay any more attention to that. We want to go back and forth to work and work and stay in that house. Technically, if you read the small print, when you put your autograph on the document, that house is yours. If it wasn't yours, how could they come back and foreclose on you? They're not foreclosing on the house. They're foreclosing on the contract, but you sign your autograph too, which is the promissory note. The thing is, it comes with education and it comes with reading. And I know this call is not hard to really go into that planning.
We have to be careful about telling this kind of information because people have went to jail and everything. That they're in there for 100 years, I mean, which we know no one can live for 100 years. And I myself personally am truly against telling people to go and sign papers or anything else. Now, for those that want to do it, that's fine, but I don't push that. And I understand the money and everything else. And when you look at mainstream media, you know, a couple of years back, you've seen where people – we're moving into other people's houses and they're doing all these claims and things like that. And it doesn't work for everyone if you don't know the full strategy of it. So I'm completely against it. But I thank you for bringing it to light. We do have another caller. Yes.
I would not say anything that I could not speak of from my personal experience, okay?
After suing the government and everything else, you know, putting in your claims, have you received any money yet?
I don't get money. I get gold and silver. Now that I can speak on.
So you have gold and
silver
now?
I've learned from my mistake that the gold and silver is the only real money on this land.
Yes, it is. Yes,
So the question is,
to save your coins. That's what I can tell everyone. Save your coins. You know, you want things basically down from the 70s on down. That's when it was still gold and silver. Because the gold was taken out in 1933, and the silver was taken out in 71, I believe, under Nixon.
Hey, let me explain something you all may or you may know about it. I'm going to spell it out, and you can look it up for yourself. The gold is what is backed. If you go to G as in George, L as in Lincoln, I as in Ida, N as in Nancy, T as in Tom. You need to go and sign up for that card because that is the first level of the quantum system kicking in.
Okay, well, thank you very much for that information. We have other callers that have their hands up. But thank you very much.
One question.
Can you spell it again, please?
G-L-I-N-T. Yeah. I think that's what he said.
Correct.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank
but
you. I'm going to move on to the next call.
One question.
Yeah.
If you are grocery shopping and you need to eat, can you walk into Walmart or any grocery store and buy some with your gold and silver?
Yeah, but they don't know how to make your exchange.
Can you take gold? No, the question I'm asking is, I silver ink it or gold ink it? Can you walk into a grocery store and buy food?
Well,
give the
let
teller
me answer
the
that.
Gold and silver. Will she take that?
No,
yes.
She won't. But we will have, they should, let me put it like that. But what I'm talking about in organization, we will have our own stores where we, like Chief Tomahawk would have taught his system. This is a new system. It's our system. Let's work our system. Go to places that takes us.
All right, brother Ray.
So when we have the sister there in Tuskegee, when she ships her food out, with these 100 black-owned truckers that we have, that they will come directly to places that will trade like that. You know, it's just a matter of organization.
Have you heard of Mbutu? Have you heard of William Tagger? He started a thing in South Africa called Mbutu, created a village called Mbutu. There was no money exchange in that village. None. What they did is barter. You had greens, they had fish. You had labor, they had wood. That was the exchange of what we did once upon a time. We have fallen into a system of that was created. Give Caesar what is Caesar's. Give God what is God's. This is God's children talking about how we're going to provide for our God self.
You're right.
But they didn't have cards.
The bartering system. We're steady looking at trying to organize. We were not organized people. We had tribal councils. We had consensus. We had body of elder. We're talking white folks organization.
What I'm saying.
Okay,
to
but
you,
these
that,
are things that I'm gonna write down,
organize.
And the next time that we come together, we'll be able to discuss everyone's suggestions, and you know, Brother Ray and I can get together and we can make up, you know, a proper thing, and we'll present it to everyone.
What we're trying to do is to put together a plan of action, and everything that has been said tonight is part of that plan of action. Yes,
right. And
has some positive input, and it needs to be taught. For those who know it, need to teach it. So that's
right.
All we're saying.
And this is what I'm sharing, Brother Ray. In that we're using a language, for one, that was given to us as captives. That's not our language. Mbonge is a Congolese way of counseling the tribe or the village. It was the body of elders. The elders, the grandmothers and grandfathers were the body that the young people and the adults would come to when they had something that was going on in the family or going on in the village. That council was to decide. We didn't go to court. We didn't go to Supreme Court justices. We handled what was done in our own community. We have to learn how to come back and reevaluate our culture.
Yeah,
I'm glad
I agree.
That you do not have an argument with me on that. What I'm saying is,
by the way, trying to say something. Brother Ray's trying to say something, y'all.
See,
okay, Brother
what
Ray.
You're saying is absolutely correct. All I'm saying is let us get organized so that we can teach those things that we've heard from the all of the positive things we've heard tonight. Let's begin to establish ourselves, establish something in this country where we can do those things that we're talking about. A lot of those things are great, and they will happen. But what are we going to do under this stress that we're under as a people? You know, you go out in the street. I don't know about any place else, but I can tell you about Miami, Florida, where you're intimidated just by going on the street because people don't – they see your black face or your brown face or your yellow face, whatever, and they automatically show a hatred. It's automatic wherever you go here.
Okay.
I don't know about you, Pat. So what I'm saying is once we are established and organized so that they'll know, okay, that they're covered. Because those people who have been brought in here, and I keep telling y'all this, they brought 170,000, 175,000 Cubans here and white Cubans here in 1 week. They gave each of them $10,000 a person. They gave them 3% government loans to go into business. They established them. They gave them everything that they needed and the same things that the system that we're under denied us. Okay, and they
okay,
control
Brother
it. They
Ray,
tell us now,
Brother Ray,
we are the majority
that's
here,
our
and we control
that's their, that's history. That's been done. What do we do now instead of saying organize? How do
that's
we create?
To you, brother.
How
this
do we
exactly...
create? What we're talking about is creating a new methodology in which we can come together and structure and build a new way of life for people that look like us. Because when we say organized, when we say organized, we go back. The first thing come to mind is looking at the way in which is structured this system. We have to change our words and say that we're going to create a new community. We're going to create a new way of building to govern ourselves. See, we've got to change the language because it says in the beginning was the Word and the Word was God and the Word was with God. If we feel that this is who we are, then we have to use God for us and change the words because that's that man's word. That's not our word. The language, you will change the thoughts and the patterns of how you think of creating. What we're doing is we are recreating.
Yes, Brother Kwame, we're going to have to get with you so that you can do a lesson on these things so that we can be clear about it, you know, have clarity so that, you know, all of this is understood by everyone. So right now I'm going to take the next caller because we have a couple of people with their hands up, and we'll be right back with you. Area code 708.
Greetings. Better love together, family. How is everybody doing?
Brother, yes. How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. Taking notes all day yesterday, listening to the family, and I just had to chime in, especially Kwame touched a couple of nerves. So, again, that's no more than the vibration, because, again, he used that term biblically, the word, man, the word. And we have everything we need. And my part is to always bring the number, to bring balance to the word. Because you keep using that word organized, which is great. All we have to do is replace the word using the same number. Because all the organized we need to do first and foremost is to gather all of this information. That's the start of organizing. The information that everybody's bringing, we all have a piece of information. And we start gathering this information, all of it, until we come up with what we, as Kwame used, the elders, put it all together. As that green book, we put our book together, our coded book. This is how we start the organization, by constantly informing with information that is useful, that we all are agreeing on. Just like going back to the restaurants that was talked about and these restaurants that people are putting us out. Why today, and we've seen so much garbage on these social media sites, go into any restaurant that somebody doesn't want you, they could throw feces, spit, whatever they want to in your food. They don't want you. That why are we trying to patronize a person that does not want us? Again, first of all, our power is in the boycott, plain and simple. Use their words, because their words that we use when we say the word was God, all of this is English, so use it, baby. But let's find the secret, because it's not really a secret. I'm revealing it's behind the number of everything. The words we're saying is there. We're just not connecting the word usage, using those words of God, of protection.
That's right.
Of the spiritual that we're all talking about, this war that Brother West is so great and pushing, because that's on the one, baby. That's the frequency we're supposed to be on. We all get different sounds because, again, we're getting this paradigm shift, even in the music. You were talking about it yesterday. This change of music is changing the paradigm because, Brother Ray, you started already with that organize. You organized the drum, baby. That's universal. That's a big organize you've already got off the ground, and you had a calling, woo, to do that. And within the number of calling and organize, you right on point with the drum, because that's part of the plan. The drums, excuse me, connected directly to nature, Brother Kwame, as you already mentioned, by number as well as the word. Once we tie these words by the number that we speak, it gives power that we can manifest and stop manifesting their garbage by pushing it and talking about it.
Amen.
We control the paradigm.
That's right.
And as far cryptocurrency, I look at it this way. Keep your ears and eyes open, because we heard of the tales from the crypt. Cryptocurrency is coming, baby. See, because it's imaginary money at the end of the day. Your hands never touch it. Yeah, learn about it as much as possible. But again, just like we're talking about going black, going dark, if anything happens to technology, which again is offsetting that sound, that frequency that we're talking about, all of this technology nonsense is these devilish-ass devices by these corrupt people that have placed it in front of us. But again, organize starts with all the information that we all possess, that we bring to the table, that piece of the puzzle. So let's bring the information and stop talking around, organize without giving information, so we can learn from what we're giving and we're distributing. Because we keep talking all around how to get organized through information alone starts the organization.
Yeah.
We're just talking that seed plant. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yeah, now I thank you for. Brother Eddie got to come in and bring the numbers, and here you popped up. But what the word is that you kept using, we're saying organize. What are we attempting to do? We're attempting to form a nation.
Mm-hmm.
That we are establishing a nation, and that's the word informing a nation, information. Mm-hmm. How do we, this information is for us to interpret how we're going to form a nation that is established by us, for us, with us. And that's what we're talking about when we're saying organizing, but we have to put the right inform We have to form the right body of knowledge to build this nation. We have to take that information and put it into a form to where we can read and see the blueprint of what we're getting ready to construct, because we're reconstructing. Yeah.
Brother Ray got the blueprint, man. He just ain't sent it out to certain people. I'm waiting for him to send it to me, man. I'm going to have to come down to Miami and get the damn thing.
Right, and this is what we need to see, because all of us can see, if we all had the paper in front of us right now, we could see what he has constructed. But what we're doing is we're just exchanging words and numbers. And so what we got to do is that's that form. The form is what he has. And we need to begin to put that form, as Sister Antoinette said. She's looking at how do you structure this blueprint of reconstructing us, because we're going through another reconstruction. We went to one after slavery. We went to one in industrial. Now we enter the techno incorporation.
And so I'm sorry to keep interrupting you, Brother Kwame, but we have several people with their hands up, and people have been dropping and coming back, and we'll be back. We'll be back. Forgive me.
Let me say this right
here,
quick,
go ahead. Really
quick.
You
get techno all you want. I get my information from the sun, man. I look at the sun. That's who. I ain't got to read damn book, no nothing. I look at the sun every day. The sun tell me what the hell could happen.
Like the vision.
Yes. Okay. Let me take this one because they keep dropping. Area code 424.
Okay.
Area code
424. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. You're loud and clear.
Okay. Hello, everyone. This is Vince Berry calling, coming in, and I've been listening for, you know, the whole time, and there's a lot of great ideas, information, and even backlashing about our whole scenario, what we have, what's going on. But in my opinion, this is just my opinion, I see, well, let me say it, just start this way. I see four areas that I felt like us as a community, black people, per se, has overcome so much over the years. We already know about slavery and how we went through all that stuff and how we came out of it. For us to just come out of that alone, we all know that. I don't want to go back that far. But then when we come back to being our own, as you guys were saying, creating our own organization, how many times did we organize already? Starting with slavery, we had to organize to come up out of that, and we got pulled up out of that by the proclamation and emancipation, whatever, all that stuff. But then once we were free from that, they created another system to wipe us out, right?
Yeah.
We all know that. Their numbers have always been, I heard someone say that we're bigger in numbers as a unit, but we're not. Because the other people that's supposed to be unity have numbers like us, when we become a whole, the other ones that are considered the minority, they don't feel like they don't get treated like we do. So they don't think like we do. They use our system and what we are, but and what we come up, what we're about, but they don't. That's why it's not happening, because they're not going to agree or accept to be in tune to what we are in tune to, right? We're going to always lose out by numbers because we ain't ready for war. We ain't ready to for war for nobody. Because we don't,
it's in your
we
head,
don't teach
man.
Our
war
kids.
Head,
wait a minute. Wait a minute. We don't teach. I'm one of them. I ain't never been taught how to go be a soldier and shoot my gun. And when they come to us like them white boys are doing, they go to the Rangers. They go all these different places ready to take us out. But we run our mouths a lot like we're going to do something. But the 1920s, right after the slavery stuff and all that, when we become unity amongst others, we had more unity in our community than ever before. Back through those times, because that's all we had was each other. Then you go to the 20s, when we really start looking what Marcus Garvey and all those different people was doing about black businesses and all that, we were thriving. What did they do? They smashed us. The Black Wall Street, all those things. Then the 60s came, the most, my era. We had more unity. I spoke yesterday about being in a place where 100,000 black people I've never seen in my life, and I've seen unity. I've seen all these things that would come together, and what did they do? They smashed that too. Then they came the 70s where they gave us these equal, whatever happened. I'm trying not to be, because I'm long-winded too, and I understand what Ms. Antoinette was saying, we got to keep moving. But I just want to make these points. We've seen these things. We've seen the 70s come and go. The 70s was good because they gave us stuff. And those people that survived, I mean, that came through, that got given all that stuff, we didn't take it to the next level like you guys were saying earlier. We didn't teach nobody nothing. We start becoming like we were them because they start giving some of us something, and then the rest of us is going to jail. The majority of us is going to jail or living below the poverty line all the time. So now I'm a 70s, I'm an 80s, come out in the 80s. When I came out of high school, before me, you could go get that job at General Motors, talking about right here in Detroit right now, how they done screwed us up. Look at Detroit now. Look at it. Look at Michigan. Well, we all traveled from the South, coming up here to get all these great jobs that they was giving to us. You ain't got them no more. My mother is a retirement from General Motors, retired person from General Motors. And look, she cool, but yet still, she's unhappy still because her kids. I couldn't come up in that system. They took it away from us. Then we had to go to college. Okay. Those 70s babies, those 60s babies that got all the grants and loans to go to college, what did they do with it? I'm not putting fault. I don't want to put fault on our people, but there was a man who said this earlier. He said, we fought our people because we did such and such and such, whatever. He's got a point. Because now here we are today, and we got these billionaires. Ain't that many black billionaires, right? We already know that. Okay,
yeah.
But how are we going to fight them people with no infrastructure whatsoever because our own people can't even have unity? They can't get an
organization. You have to hold your money, man. Like Brother Ray say, hold your money. Quit spending your money with them devils, man. And bring y'all ass down here,
well, but hold it.
Let me say one more
but
thing.
Hold it.
All y'all up there.
I didn't interrupt you, brother.
We're going to take a break for a moment. Okay, thank you. We're going to take a music break for a moment. I'm just saying.
Hello?
To God be the glory.
To God be the glory.
Sister Soldier, are you a racist?
You can't call me or any black person any place in the world a racist. We don't have the power to do to white people what white people have done to us. And even if we did, we don't have that low-down, dirty nature.
So do you believe there are any good white people?
If there are, I haven't met them. Where are they?
Good evening, America. This is your president. Please listen carefully to the announcement I'm about to make. After careful consideration
Hello?
And research, Vice President Duke, just Congress, and myself have concluded that black people have not advanced technologically. Their educational testing scores are on a rapid decline. The vast majority of them are on welfare and producing babies at a faster rate than they can support them, and we will not carry them anymore. We are left with no other choice but to put slavery back into effect. All blacks will report to the designated camps in their area to receive further orders. The only blacks excused will be those serving in the United States military and the police. Any blacks who do not cooperate will be terminated immediately. I repeat, slavery is back in effect.
We are at war! That's what I told you. I know you heard what the president said, and if the nigga don't move, then he's dead. It's time for us to take the stand. Woman to woman and man to man. Blood rushes through your veins, you feel the fear.
Antoinette.
Yes, just a moment, buddy. Antoinette, do you have Exodus?
Hello?
Antoinette?
Mississippi Goddam is our last tune. We had some requests for it. Alabama's got me so upset. Tennessee made me lose my rest. And everybody knows about Mississippi, goddamn. Alabama's got me so upset. Tennessee made me lose my rest. Everybody knows about Mississippi, goddamn. Can't you see it? I know you can feel it. In the air. I can't stand the pressure much longer. Somebody say a prayer. Alabama's got me.
Okay, we're back now. I hope everyone had a chance to calm down. Okay, look, y'all, we want to talk about solutions. I want to be able to put down everything that everyone's saying so we can bring it together and discuss the solutions that everyone is suggesting. We know the problems. You know, we've known the problems for years, you know, because this is not a new devil we're fighting. We're fighting the same devil that we've been fighting since day one. So we want solutions. Do you have solutions that you feel that we can implement?
We want
Wait a minute, Wesley. Please. So we're asking everyone if you could please hold your comments to just 2 minutes, so that way I'm not keeping people on hold for long periods of time, and that way, you know, we can still flow. Okay, go ahead, Brother West.
Yeah, what's gonna happen is all the wealth they stole from us is coming back to us. But what's going to happen, every man and woman going to have underneath the tree, wherever y'all came from, Mississippi, Georgia, Tennessee, y'all got to come back down here, man. Okay, all y'all, that's to my brother that were talking about Detroit falling out and all that. The Most High bringing us all back, man. That's the point I'm trying to make, man. Okay? That's the point I'm trying to make, y'all. Watch and see what I'm telling y'all. This was going to happen.
And when it does happen,
we can't watch and see. We got to come up with that common denominator that you just said of what's going to bring us back to have that unity to be forward to win what we're talking about. See,
but that's exactly why we're doing this. We're putting ourselves in a position to get organized so that when it does come back, we're in a position to take care of it or to control it, if you will. We don't want to the ones who are controlling us now, who keep lying to us and telling us about a pandemic while they poison us.
Stop talking about them. Talk about what we're going to do, please.
So the point is we get organized so that we're in position to address and take care of ourselves and take care of our communities. And that's what we don't have. That's what we need to do. And we're just trying to figure out with everybody's input what your solution is to the issues that you face in your community. We've got farming. We haven't heard about the medical yet. We need to hear somebody to talk about medical. We need to talk about economics. We need someone to talk about the economics. How do we do this? And, you know, I think Brother Wesley already said it, that we need to boycott, hold our money, spend our money in our own community, among our own people, create our own jobs. You know, and begin to build our own communities, you know. Brother Kwame made it clear that we need to do the bartering system until we can get on our feet. that, and we should do that anyway. That should never have left us where we don't reach out to help our brothers and our sisters and our communities and our neighborhoods and our churches and our family, that we should work together to do that without charge, so that if there's a charge, there's a martyr to pay for that. There's so much that we could do and can do. And one of the things that we need to understand is that we must stop depending on the system that's oppressing us. You know, we have to, and we've gotten ourselves in this position. I'm in the position. All of us have been in it one time or another. And we just need to understand, how do we get out of this? And that's what these other countries are doing. They're pulling away from the American dollar because of the people who are in control of it, not because of the American people, but because of the people who are in control of our country and this land, which is our land, I should say. So I think we're doing very well putting this together so far. And we do have a plan in place, but we want to hear from everybody, see where your head is, what you think, and how to put this thing together so that we can send it out to everybody and start to work together. And there are people in this country who are doing what we are talking about, but they don't know us. We don't know them. And once we unite, as our Native American brothers and sisters have done with us, with the drum call, they have united with us, and they're strong with it. They're very strong, as our African brothers have done. They're strong with it as well, because we have the same enemy doing the same thing he's always done. He came to kill, steal, and destroy. That's what he does. Okay, so we have to make a choice. And we come together, we stand together, and we do for each other. That'll put a stop to a lot of this stuff.
Yes. And also, if we can, you know, different people have different talents, they have different gifts. And, you know, we put people in the area of where they're gifted at. You know, Miss Kim, you know, music. Brother Kwame, history and, you know, survival, you know, just how to survive in the land. Brother Eddie, the numbers. You know, Brother Ray, the organizer. I mean, you know, it's different areas where we can work in at to figure out where each person's purpose is and work within those organizations, you know, within these subcommittees where we can come together and, you know, figure out within those committees, all right, how do we handle this section? How do we handle that section? And these are things that we have to work for. This is the reason why we need to talk about this, not over each other, but to each other. And remember, y'all, only one person can talk at a time so that it can be understood, so that when I do go back to listen to this again, to put everything down, I don't know what's being said instead of trying to figure it everything out by going over to screaming. Well, not screaming, but yelling.
Hey, answer that.
Yes.
Look at him. Everybody got a mission in their own lane. Right, if you don't know
what
your mission is and what lane you're in, just go back to your birthday. Put your month and your date. Don't put your year. And put it in the browser. What happened on my birthday, such and such, and whatever the day it is, and you'll see what happened before you came on the planet. And that'll tell you what your mission is. We probably already, most of us doing it subconsciously anyway. But when y'all get off this call, punch your birthday and your month and put in what happened on that date, and you will see what your mission is.
Well, that's
a good idea.
What we're talking about, that you would be able to hold that kind of a program where you teach that, so that we would know and people would have questions for you and you can give them answers and they can do that. You know, and we needed to devote different spaces, different times to those different issues. And because we got to teach people. They have to know these things. They've got to learn these things. And there's so many people. I mean, there are millions of people who need to hear the truth from somebody, wherever they are.
Yes.
Okay? You know, and until we understand that it's not my show, it's ours. It's about us. It ain't about me. It's we. You know, we're the ones who got to do this and put this whole thing together and make it work. We have Sister Zervine, Gloria Zervine, who is in Los Angeles, and she has a newspaper that is on the web, a Pace newspaper. She's going to republish everything we do. So we'll have news media to get out through our own. This is a sister who owns her own newspaper and has a following who will be able to put our word out so that it's here. We won't have to go to the Washington Post. Hello, what I'm saying to you. And that's how we build her newspaper. That's how we come away from spending our money with these other folks. And they will understand what we're doing, and we will understand how to get it done. So y'all just, we're getting there. We're getting there slowly but surely.
If I may say something, please. May I say something, please? There's something that has not been addressed. We have several generations that have no knowledge of God. And there's no integrity, there's no dedication, and that needs to be addressed.
Well, you know, I'm praying that we will adjust it among our different committees, if you will. For example, you have a great program with the team, with the youth program, you know, so that's how we
that's
go through that. That, you know, you'll deal with that. And you know, we began to teach different things. Brother Ed is going to teach the numbers. I mean, how many people need to know that? How many people need to have that education? You know, so there's so many things. One of the things that I've pointed out in the past, and I'll do it again, that when I was in high school, another little time ago, you could go to high school and graduate with a certificate in plumbing, electricity, mechanics, masonry, all of the things that they're making you go to college to pay for now.
Mm-hmm.
You got free in high school, and you came out and you could go into your own business and you could do business. Well, we need to continue that on our own.
Absolutely. That's what my workshops are about. Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm saying to you. We gather, we just got to pull it all together. We got to make it work for everybody. And, you know, the system is what it is. So let them have that. We want to do our own thing. And I guarantee you, you can't go into these Jewish communities and find a public school. They all go into Jewish schools. Those who are in
they go to Hebrew school. They go to Hebrew.
And when I came back to Detroit, excuse me, they said that the literacy rate was had dropped 70%.
I can say it's on us. It's on what we do that counts. We don't have to even pay attention to what they say or do. Just organize ourselves and do what we're supposed to do for ourselves.
Yes.
Could I ask a question?
Okay, we have. Yes, go ahead, Brother Kwame.
I mean, we've gotten this discussion going, and I would care to ask for each of us to see. What is the number one thing that we need to do as far as a people?
That's a good question.
I say stop arguing with each other and shooting each other and killing each other. And do the three minute rule with everybody, man.
Production.
That's the number one thing.
Production. Production. We're the greatest consumer.
Anybody else?
Production.
Anybody else?
Yeah. Teach,
okay.
Teach, and inform.
Okay.
And inform.
Brother Eddie. All right.
See, we
learn
to teach what we've learned, and if we haven't learned anything, we can't teach anything.
All
That's
right, Brother
true.
Bray.
Well, first of all, like I said, I think we need to put our own Ten Commandments together, our list of things that we need to do among ourselves and do those things. And
all right.
A roadmap to how we get them done.
Okay. Antoinette?
Well, I think morality. Yeah, I think that's something that is truly lost. And, you know, it was a fine art, you know, if you want to call it that. I mean, it was a way of living. And those are things that I really think that would help us in so many ways is going back to morality.
Okay.
And you're about to close.
We lost that.
anybody else want to chime in that didn't chime in on what is the number one thing that we should be doing?
Oh, I won't change mine. Know yourself. Learn how to fight the enemy within. You take care of the enemy.
Okay.
There ain't no enemy
without you. I think the reason I was asking that is because love ourselves. We're talking about everything outside of us. We're talking about things. But to love yourself is the key of number one. If you love you, then you will produce what's in you out that will come out of us.
Yes, sir. That's out of one.
True.
Yes.
Yeah.
We have someone else
you could change,
that they may want to chime in. So let me bring this person in. Area code 732. 732.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you so much, Anthony. I was on before, but I wasn't finished, and Chief Marshall came in, so I just let him speak. But anyway, I would say one of the greatest solutions is, Brother Ray, is to get rid of cryptocurrency, no more 5G, and for the people, when say, like, fear is the greatest sin of all, and it's also our first enemy. So when the people come together, say, like, maybe I don't have money, maybe someone else doesn't have money. So what we all can do is come together and turn our copper into gold. And when I speak of fear, I mean when we come together, the only way this seems that it will happen is if we buy land. Land is the basics of all wealth. The trees, everything comes from the land, the oil. So we have to get some land. And I'm not just saying one person. I say out of everyone on this call, what is there, about six or more people come together. And when we start pennies, I'm telling you, the pennies, that copper will turn to gold quickly. So we come together, maybe a few people have a few dollars put together, even if we only start with 10 acres of land in the climate where we could grow all year long, whatever, right? We come together and people come in, say, first we want to try to help. Maybe a lot of people don't agree with this, but it's always best those that can't help themselves. Say, like, the people that may not have a lot, but there's probably people that don't even have what we have. We get the land, we put the trailers on the land, start growing some hemp. The hemp is one of the biggest profits right now. Start growing a hemp. We get trailers. We could get trailers from different states. Maybe it'd be hard to get it, but maybe for $200, there may even be people saying, well, just take the trailers. Take the trailers. So we gather the trailers together. They come in. We have 10 acres, even if everybody just has a half an acre to begin. They have that half an acre of land. They put their trailer on it. That's going to build all of their self-esteem, because they're going to have their own land. On the side of their land, somebody will grow the tomatoes. Then the other trailer will have their half an acre. They'll grow the apples. Yeah, they'll grow the apples or whatever. And this is how. Excuse me, go ahead.
Do you have access, or do you have that land?
I have some land, but that's why I'm saying even the land I have, though, or either I would have access to help get some land. And that's another thing I was saying. I don't know if anyone knows about Texas. I never knew that much about Texas, but from what I've been hearing about Texas, they say Texas is a state of its own. It's not really, really a part of the United States. And I know in Virginia there's a lot of sovereignty, but in Texas they say that's where most of the sovereignty is. And another thing is, go ahead.
It's
Brother
a movement. Ray. It's a sovereignty movement. It's a movement.
Okay.
Yes, and that's really the brother who's supposed to be on tonight, who is building a city there as we speak. I hope he gets in.
Okay.
And in Texas. I can't forget. It's outside of Dallas, I believe. But I was
mm-hmm.
hoping that he would be able to share that. And we do have people in Florida.
I don't see him, Brother Ray. He's
Georgia.
Not here. And he
okay,
only
well,
has 11 minutes to call in. Excuse me, I'm sorry. He only has 11 mm-hmm. minutes to call in, Brother Ray, and he's not here.
Okay. Well, he probably couldn't make it. But my point is, we're going to pull all of this that you're hearing tonight. We're going to pull this together. And I hope
mm-hmm.
that everybody who's had something to say will have something to do with making it happen. like I said, we've got acres of land in North Florida and South Georgia. We already have our hands on some of that.
Okay, you
Kwame
have your hands?
His hands on. Yeah, when I say our
okay.
hands, we can make a telephone call and we can do it. But we've got to get
okay, we'll
organized,
see.
And we've got to raise our mm-hmm. own funds to do what we have mm-hmm. to do for ourselves.
Yes. That's exactly what I was saying. I agree 100%. Yes. So now what the Brother Ray, okay, my next, this is a question this time. So how are we all going to come together to do this? So like to raise, you say get the funds together, you know, is there someone that's going to come on and they're going to say, well, the land is an acre, maybe you can get it. No, I don't know, I'm just using a figure here. If maybe it's $1,000 an acre if you want to buy 20 acres. Okay, so how are we going to know about that? You said there's already land right in Florida, and that's all year warm, so we could start there if it's right.
Yeah, it is. You can start there, and there are people who own the land who are working with us. Some will be on this
mm-hmm.
on tonight listening to what we're saying because they want to feel that, you know, we're not just talking. And I've worked with
yes.
these people for a long time, and I'm talking
mm-hmm.
about right now over 400 acres right now. Yes, well over 400 acres in different places, which means that different communities can participate in that once we get this thing organized. And what
mm-hmm.
Brother Kwame is talking about, he'll be able to teach what he's talking about because we don't know. We have to learn these things. What Brother Eddie is talking about, he has to teach that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what Brother Wesley is talking about, half the people just
yeah.
don't know anything. We've been dumbed down and brainwashed for so long, we don't remember ourselves. And we do have to go back and learn who we are and how.
Yeah,
we need to learn to listen.
Yes.
I'm going to bring in, excuse me, y'all, I'm going to bring in another caller. Area code 954. Oh, you have a lot of background.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, I was saying, you know, for a minute, I've been listening for an hour and a half. Can you hear me?
Yep. Yeah, you have a lot of background.
How about now?
Okay.
How about now?
Yeah, you're okay now.
Okay, I've been trying to get on here. I want to contribute to the this effort. And I've been listening to everybody. And I think one of the things that can bring us all together is that
excuse
Shungo,
me, could you give us your name?
Shungo from Dania.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That's my real name. The other name is a slave name. That's the lazy. Every time you say that last name, you bring back the oppressor. Now, here's the deal. What can bring us together, everybody, rich, poor, et cetera, is the notion that our children are going to be exterminated going forward. Now, that's a message that's got to be pushed out there. Now, nobody's dancing around that. Now, I'm going to tell you why. Hitler got his marching orders from this country.
Yes,
that's
he
where
did.
He got
you
it from.
Correct. Yes.
See, look, what's the end state for black folks? They don't need us anymore. We're getting freer. We're smarter. We're moving around. We're moving into airspace. We're the strongest Africans in the world by being here in this country. We're the ones in the way of them taking over Africa. Once we're out of the way, China, Europe, and America take over the Africa because they need it. They need it for space exploration. They need it for all the technology going forward.
Yeah.
Everybody's got to know that. And that's the situation. What's the mission? The mission has to be focused on food, shelter, and safety. Basic. Food execution.
Yeah.
The next step in the execution is a segregated school system. Now, everybody's scared of that. A segregated school system. Okay, you got critical race theory, the 1619 Project. All those systems can work and let the people decide where they want to go. Critical race theory tells you, instructs institutional racism why we're broke. The control mechanism us being jacked up is because we ain't got no money. That's why we're tearing among ourselves. You see? Those are the 3 points. That's all I want to say here. We got to talk about that. We got to talk about we're going to be exterminated. They're waiting on us to die.
Yeah,
they
well, they've
this
been practicing
like surrounding
that
for
years. Yeah.
Huh?
I said they've been practicing genocide for, you know, what, 100 years or more? You know,
no, this
ever since slavery, they
time.
Had their Negro problem. So, but,
yeah,
you know,
look,
now they had
this
their
time.
Negro problem, and we're having our other problems. So, but we still have to solve what to do about us and how we're going
okay,
to be able to.
Okay, what to do about us is what I just said. The first thing, everybody's got to know their children are going to be exterminated.
Well, they're not going to exterminate
them. And justify it. And give,
bro,
examples.
They're not going to exterminate them. That ain't happening.
That's what you say. I don't say that. I know what they can do.
Well, I've
been in the military for 32 years. I know what they can do. I know what the system is about.
The only way
they
can
don't
do
need
it
no more.
You're
going to have
you
robotics, man. You're going to have the technology
man,
and the artificial intelligence. You don't need, matter of fact, football players and all that stuff is going to be off the table. They're going to have androids and stuff. Think that deep. Think a little deeper here now. That's
bro,
all I got to say.
I'm from the galaxy, man. I'm from the galaxy,
oh,
bro.
Thank you.
Okay? It's not going to happen. We've been here trillions of years, man. So if you think you're going to be saving any, we all at you, bro. I'll see you some flowers.
Yeah, someone has a lot of background. could you please mute your line if you're not talking? Brother Ray, do you have anything that you'd like to say to the caller?
Well, you know, like I said, we're asking everybody to give their opinion and their feeling about what's going on and what we need to do. We are all at risk right now. We are in trouble. And because we're in trouble, we need to organize ourselves to address it and deal with it. So everything I've heard tonight, good. We just got to put it together. And then organize ourselves
yeah.
to make a move. Everything that has been said so far, and other things that will come as we move, you know, as we go, as we organize.
Hey, brother,
know,
right?
Just have to understand what the brother said.
Just a moment, Wesley. Let Brother Wright complete his thought, and then area code 843 will be right with you. Okay, Brother Wright, you want to
yeah.
complete?
But that's basically it. I mean. We're on the right track. I mean, you know, yes, there's going to be discussion. The discussion does not necessarily mean argument. The discussion means we're talking about it and we're trying to figure out how to address these issues. And we will come up with an answer. We will come up with a solution. And we will be successful in what we are doing.
Yeah.
Thank you, Brother Ray. But can I say something? The English language is a spell word. So if you think
yes,
it's said, in your eyes, it's going to happen. In your eyes, it's going to happen. So I appreciate the brother's opinion on what he sees, but from what I see, we've been here trees and trees of years, like Miss Kim said. She about 100 years old. What the hell? You, Brother Ray, y'all about 100, man. Okay? So I disagree with my brother. I appreciate his input, but his thought, word, action, the English language, like Eddie said, is a spell-bastard damn language. So whatever, if
yeah,
you think it is said, it's going to happen.
Brother Ray, listen, Donovan. It's better to know the possibility of a situation.
Yes, ma'am.
But I'm going to tell you this here. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in
Thank
the
you.
World. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
And I'm familiar yeah. with the King Alfred's plan and got shook up when
mm-hmm.
I, you know, when it was revealed
yeah.
to me. But as I say, greater is he. He's kept me here this
mm-hmm.
long. I ain't worried about the rest
mm-hmm.
of it. Because
yes,
now is my time. And I want to say this. If you believe in God, you're supposed to have
That's
some
right.
kind of power. And I ain't
That's
seen
right.
nobody use it. But I'm giving mine to God. I want to see what he's going to do.
That's okay. right. I look at what the Creator did for us, man. And believe me, my brother, I know about all what the enemy got. I got patents on all their weapons, bro. I could bust your brain with the patents they got. But you got to know what the enemy doing to defeat them. You see what the magician doing, then he won't fool you. Okay, the number one weapon you got is your mind. If you think it is said, it's going to happen. So they ain't got no power with me. They try all they can to take me out, but, hey, I'm laughing at them. And anybody that feel opposite, hey, we be some sad singing the flower bringing. I send y'all some flowers. And holler at you.
Brother West, we're gonna give you a night to teach that so that the folk will get an opportunity to hear you and to question what you're saying or get answers from you, I should say. So that's what this is. This is, you know, we're trying to alleviate some of the stress we have. People are worried about this. They know we're dying out on the street. They know these people hate us here. So what are we going to do? And you coming up with answers.
I
opened up another line, y'all. I opened up another line. Area code 843.
Hey, sis, how you doing? Salute to everybody.
Hello.
Greetings.
You want to tell your name for anyone that doesn't know who you are?
Brother Eddie, what's happening, my namesake? What's happening, family?
What's up, Brother E, just like me? How you be?
You know, the all-seeing eye sees it all, baby.
Yes, you see what
the first eye sees, baby. Yes.
That's right. Yes, sir. Exactly. Exactly.
We got E double square.
That's right. No, E360, bro. We ain't got no corners. We don't play that corner game, bro. We keep it on the circle. Keep it on the one.
On the one.
That's right. Yeah, but I just want to know if, Anthony, that you watched that video about what's going on in Europe in reference to the testology. Ed, I apologize. I got to send it to you. It matters and it doesn't. They are bringing up global charges against the pokeologists and the patent masters. And yeah, I sent you that, I think, 3 days ago or so, Antoinette. But it's okay. Just a reference to take a look at it. But what I really want to speak to is... Somebody need to take their phone off if somebody's on speaker.
I keep my phone on speaker. Mine is always on speaker.
You're in a more of a quiet environment. That's probably why, you know, yours doesn't do it. But it's somebody else. But anyway. There you go, Empress. Empress of the Universe right there. Greetings. I love you.
Bless you.
Yeah, and it says in that good book how important and how prominent the mind is. But with all the things that we've had in our experiences, we think about something that happened. We think about somebody, they call us or they walk around the corner while we're walking down the street.
Your
knowing and your belief system is what will make your experiences what it is. That's why people have vision boards and all of these things. And when people come to me and talk about how horrific society is, all I say to them is, what experience do you want to have?
Mm-hmm.
And when they say something, I'll just tell them to maintain and hold that thought.
Keep it there, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right on, my brother. I couldn't say it no better.
Yeah.
And with Elder Brother Ray there, it is supreme for us to speak to what experience we would like to have. But overall, we got to be on the one, like Brother E always says, and we have to create rules, regulations that we need, governing faculties that we need to have. We don't need necessarily no leaders, but we all need to be on one accord.
Yeah.
Right. The thing is just like we used to say in the 70s, even though we need to make another kind of hair grease because that's full of petroleum products too, but what we used to say, Ed, love, peace, and hair grease. As long as love is first, man, you know. We going to make it, just like Robin Harris said, we don't die, we multiply. So, you know, that's all we got to do. It's not complicated. We just got to be willing, and it's the collective. We need to be willing.
We're going to take a musical break for like 5 minutes, and we'll be right back with you.
Thank you.
sunrise? What about rain? What about all the things that you said we were to gain? What about killing fields? Is there a time? What about all the things that you said was yours and mine? Did you ever stop to notice all the blood we shed before? Did you ever stop to notice this crying earth is weeping sure?
Okay. Well, folks, I want everyone to just start in the. Okay, we got. All right, somehow or another. All right. If everyone could please take this week and think about what about us? What can we do to improve us for our living situations, for us as a people? And with that, I want to remind y'all that tomorrow night, Brother Eddie and I will be on. Sunday, Dry Bones will be on for the Heliophilios. And next Friday, Vincent will be back, and he will be talking about, you know, about the music industry again. So I want to thank everyone for being with us. Brother Ray, do you have anything that you'd like to say?
I just want to thank everybody for taking the part tonight. And, you know, we're beginning to lay it out so that the world will know who we are and what we're doing, and will support this effort. And we are in position now to change things. And I come out of this with everybody's got another point of view, and it all works together. You know, all roads lead home, and we're trying to get home, as my brother Wesley says. So we're organizing ourselves now to address that, and I want to thank everybody for taking the time to do so.
Okay, well, thank you all, and have a good night. And hopefully we'll see y'all tomorrow night with Brother Eddie and I.
Just a little more love.